Привет, друзья! Как дела? Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian podcast. My name is Fedor, and today we have a podcast for extreme beginners. Let's work on our listening. I have a text that's broken down into two parts. First part will be very easy with extremely simple sentence structure, but the second part will be a tad bit more complicated. And our task is to listen to it and then answer some crucial questions of understanding. And after that, after we listen and ask questions and answer questions, we'll talk about some important lessons that we can take away from each of those texts. And so let's start with the more simple one first and then graduate to the harder one. Let's get right into this right now. So train your listening right now with this audio, with this listening task, and try to listen in closely. Let's get right into this. Алекс просыпается утром. Он открывает окно и видит солнце. На улице красиво. Алекс идет на кухню. Он завтракает. Алекс ест хлеб и пьет чай. Его кот сидит рядом. После завтрака Алекс идет на работу. Он работает в большом офисе. На обед Алекс ест суп и салат. В офисе много людей. Вечером он возвращается домой. Алекс смотрит телевизор. Он ужинает с семьей. Они едят салат и рыбу. Его дети рассказывают о школе. После ужина Алекс читает книгу. Он читает о приключениях. Затем Алекс идет спать. Алекс любит свой обычный день. Very, very simple. Now, you should understand everything from this text. Of course, granted, if you know the words. Because the reason why I say that is because I read it pretty... I wouldn't say fast, I wouldn't say slow, I would say just neutrally. So if you know the words in the text, you should be able to understand everything that was said there because all the sentences were very short, to the point, and that is it. They all used pretty much subject, verb, object kind of structure. So the structure of the sentences or the grammar of the sentences wouldn't really confuse you. So I have three questions to ask you, crucial comprehension questions of this text. Whenever I'll ask a question, you can, of course, pause to answer, pause to think, and I'll also give you 3 seconds to think if the answer is like yes or no. So you should be able to answer these if you listened closely. Number one, does Alex live alone? And the answer is no. He has a cat, family with kids. So in the beginning we said, его кот сидит рядом. His cat sits next to him. But also at the end, it was он ужинает с семьей. He has dinner with the family. And then another sentence was его дети рассказывают о школе. His kids talk about school. Next, does Alex work from home? The answer is no, he doesn't. Because then, in the text as well, we have после завтрака Alex идет на работу. He goes to work. Он работает в большом офисе. He works in a big office. And what else? Right here. В офисе много людей. It's a lot of people in the office. And lastly, last question. What does Alex love to do before going to sleep or after dinner? Alex likes to read books. После ужина Alex читает книгу. Alex reads a book. So, 3 questions. I hope you answered them correctly. Now let's get into a more complicated part of this text, talking about Alex as well. So it's going to be a bit more complicated. Let's get into it. На следующее утро Алекс решает изменить свою рутину. Он встает раньше и идет бегать в парк. Парк большой и зеленый. Алекс видит птиц и цветы. Он чувствует себя счастливым и энергичным. Возвращаясь домой, он готовит себе особый завтрак – омлет с овощами и свежим соком. Потом он едет на велосипеде на работу. На работе у него много дел. Он общается с коллегами и пишет отчеты. В обеденный перерыв Алекс читает новости на своем телефоне. После работы он посещает магазин, чтобы купить продукты. В магазине он выбирает фрукты, овощи и рыбу. Дома Алекс готовит ужин для своей семьи. Они едят вместе и обсуждают свой день. Алекс доволен своими новыми изменениями и планирует продолжать так жить. That's all. Again, let's do three questions. What did Alex do differently the next morning? Alex decides to change his routine and gets up early to go run in a park. Right here is in the first two sentences. На следующее утро Alex решает изменить свою рутину. The next morning Alex decides to change his routine. Then он встает раньше и идет бегать в парк. Он встает раньше means he gets up earlier. И идет бегать в парк and goes to run in the park. Second question. Does Alex go straight to work after running? The answer is no. Right here, we have two sentences. Возвращаясь домой, upon returning home, он готовит себе особый завтрак. He makes himself a very special breakfast. Омлет с овощами и свежим соком. Omelet with vegetables and fresh juice. The second sentence of this, потом он едет на велосипеде на работу. Then he goes on a bike to work. So there was your answer right here. And the third question, what does Alex decide to do after his work? He goes to the store to buy groceries. Right here. После работы он посещает магазин, чтобы купить продукты. After work, he visits the store to buy groceries. I hope you got all of these questions correct and you answered them correctly. And this is the exact practice for all of you guys beginners that you have to listen to. And not only listen to stuff that is like a song or just watching a TV show, but when you have to answer questions, when you have to maybe fill in the blank of listening tasks, because you are forced to pay closer attention to the audio because you will be challenged on it, you will be questioned on it. But now, let's also take the same text and learn something from it. Of course, first and foremost, let's learn some crucial words. Alex просыпается утром. I want to stress this утром here. Утром means in the morning when we don't specify the exact time of the morning. Утром. Then we have открывает окно. Just take a note of this whole phrase. Открывать окно, to open the window. Открывать окно. You can use this, of course, in your own Russian as well. And видит солнце. And sees the sun. Now, видит means he sees something. It doesn't mean to look, it doesn't mean to notice. It's видит means to see. На улице красиво, this phrase на улице means outside. На улице is a great phrase to talk about the weather. На улице жарко, it's warm out, or it's hot outside. На улице дождь, it's raining outside. Then we have next one, его кот, his cat. Его here means his. Его, and it's doesn't matter which gender the actual object or thing is. Его means his. It can be его кружка, his cup. Его мама, his mom, etc. Его. Even though it's spelled as ЕГО, we don't say его, we say его. Okay? Then we have идет на работу. Идет на работу means goes to work. Идет на работу. Then, вечером он возвращается домой. I want to stress two words here. Вечером is the first one. Вечером means in the evening. Again, when we don't specify the exact time of the evening, вечером. Домой means home. But домой is not just home like I bought a new home. No. Домой means direction. I'm going to home. So домой really means to home. He goes to home, like that. Then I want to stress this word его дети. Again, we have this его, of course. But next word is рассказывают о школе. Рассказывают is our focus here. Рассказывать means to tell something or to talk about something. But рассказывать is a one-way communication. So when I have a story to tell, I would use рассказывать for that, right? So I'm telling a story. I'm telling the story, рассказывать. Because говорить means just simply talk, to have a conversation sometimes. Сказать means to say something. But рассказывать means to be telling a story, to be telling something, to express your opinion, etc. Рассказывать. Then we have a great pair of words. После, in fact, после ужина, after dinner. После has to be used with some other word. После ужина, after dinner. После работы, after work. We also have that после работы in the second part of our sentence. После работы, of our text. После работы, после ужина. So, после means after. So we have to have a certain sequence of events to use после. But another word is затем. Затем means afterwards. Затем does not need any other words to be used with it. I can just say затем and then continue with whatever happened after that. While as после does need a word to talk about after this, after that, затем doesn't need that. And now let's move on to the second part of this text to also find crucial words there too. First word is решает. Решает means decides. Решает. Решать would be the infinitive. Решать, to decide. Изменить, second word here, means to change. Изменить doesn't only mean to change, like to replace, but to modify, to change in a certain way. It was one way, now we change it to something different. Not replacing, but changing, modifying. Then we have this phrase. Он чувствует себя. He feels. Now, in Russian, to say I feel, he feels, what we say is, I feel myself to be a certain way. I feel myself happy. I feel myself sad. Он чувствует себя. So он means he. Чувствует means feels. And we have to say себя. We cannot say, как ты чувствуешь? How do you feel? No. Как ты чувствуешь себя? How do you feel yourself? How do you feel about yourself? So sad, happy, all of that. Those emotions are conveyed with я чувствую себя хорошо. I feel well. Even though word to word it means I feel myself well. Okay? Another similar phrase is он готовит себе. He cooks for himself. Or he cooks himself something. Он готовит себе. Now, without себе, it would be он готовит, he cooks. That can be a meal, a dish, but он готовит себе would be very exclusive to he cooks himself something. Not for the whole family, but just for himself. And then the last phrase is много дел. Много дел means a lot of things. Много дел. I say this a lot. Let's say if I don't want to meet up with a friend or something, I can say у меня много дел. I have a lot of things to do. I'm busy. У меня много дел. And that is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want more of this kind of breakdowns and listening tasks, then join BeFluent. It's our Russian learning platform where you can learn Russian in the best way possible to speak to your friends and family a bit more freely and communicate much, much better. That is all. See you all in the next one. Пока-пока.